This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you are that exceptional American, welcome to the show. And I know you are. All Americans are exceptional, Republican, Democrat. Oh, my God. Well, you know, unless you're the Queens, then you're kind of not exceptional. Well, every American's exceptional. We just have to show them the light, how to get there. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Chris Street will be joining us in the next hour of Agenda 21 Radio. We have a lot to talk about and run by Chris. Of course, he's got a number of articles up on Breitbart. You'll be seeing some of those articles. There's other articles by Chris on agenda21radio.news. A lot of things going on, of course. The Persian Gulf is starting to heat up. We're going to be talking about that this hour. We're going to be talking about things going on in California. And again, you know, it's kind of interesting. Had a great conversation with some people that are in another state who left California. And it's interesting. I'm not going to mention the state. It's in the northern tier, however. And they said that they're concerned for their state, in that there's so many Californians that are coming there that they fear that they're going to be Californicated. And now, as you know, we've had this conversation on this show for so many times. Don't let your state become Californicated. In other words, there's a lot of people fleeing California, which I think is the wrong thing. Running from the problem won't get you anything. But the powers that be that have been controlling California, this whole Democratic thing, the powers that be have forced you out. I understand. They've forced your hand because of overregulation, taxation, all. I get it. I totally get it. It's about time you come back to California and restake your claim in California. You know, that's what the plan has been, is to run you out through so many different means. That's what they've wanted to do, ladies and gentlemen. You don't get it, though. I didn't get it. I, listen, I'm like you. I saw things happening. in education in particular, to a fantastic educational system. A public system, fantastic. From K through graduate school. When things were, you know, in favor of California citizens. But you had a university system that has just gotten completely corrupt and corrupted everything else all the way down to kindergarten and pre-K. I mean, that's just basically it. You know, the UC system and controls, teacher credentialing, all this stuff destroyed the education system, took away kids' abilities to learn how to make things with their hands, right? And that was the key. And then, of course, changed the curriculum. UCLA, as an example, was one of the biggest criminal institutions to do that. So it corrupted the system. California started to go south. And, of course, then you throw in Common Core. You give up your 10th Amendment rights to the federal government, easily done by President Barack Hussein Obama. Actually, it was Schwarzenegger before that. And who was doing that. And then Jerry Brown comes along. Oh, yeah, we're going to get into Common Core. Actually, it was kind of interesting. Jerry Brown, to his credit, was not in support of Common Core for obvious reasons. And I think that this goes back to the sometimes there was some good behavior from Jerry Brown when he first became governor in 2010, and he was looking at how the Obama administration, he hadn't quite come along with the whole plan yet. I really believe that. And I was very much involved in that part of California education at the time, and I saw the players and I knew the players. And I believe that it was really, he couldn't quite understand why we were watering down our education system, really not just watering it down, diluting it to nothing by way of Common Core. By the way, the governor of Virginia, 93 million Americans dead every day. Common Core math. Yeah, you remember that in the shooting last week, about this time last week, that the governor of Virginia comes out and says, 93 million Americans are killed every day because of gun violence. There's only 330 million Americans in America. Man, that would wipe us out just a few days. Common Core math right there. Proof. That's how math works with Common Core. Just ask Virginia how things are going over there with their Common Core program and their math program. But my point is this. Come back. Californians need to come back and reclaim their state and take it back. That's really what needs to happen. Or you can join the new state initiative to form a new state in California. Now there, imagine a new state in California with no taxes, no regulations like you have in California. Imagine that. That would be, as they say, killer. Jerry Brown wouldn't like it. And that to me is an even greater thing. So this is my point is, don't let yourselves be Californicated by the Californians that are fleeing to your states. Put a muzzle on them. I'm one of them. I know how it goes. Because you don't want that nastiness to appear in your state legislature like it is doing in some states like Texas. I'm really worried about Texas. I love Texas. I love Texans. I love Texas. I absolutely do. People want me to move to Dallas. I get it. People have asked, why don't you move to Dallas? I said, look, if I don't stand my ground here, what makes you think I'm going to be standing on firm ground years later in your state if we don't stop it here? That's the point. You got to stop it somewhere. You got to stop the totalitarians. You have to step up and say, no, I'm not going to go that route anymore. We're not going to comply. I'm not going down on my knees. That's why I stay. If I leave, it will come, it will follow me. If we don't put up a fight, and I mean a fight, against this, it will follow me. And that's why we are starting the New State Initiative. That's why we have the New State Initiative, to start this process going forward, to form a new state, and it will happen. Liberty Tour number 7 is coming up. It's going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're going to have more about that. And look for some announcements in the next few months. We're going to blow the lid off the United States of America. Okay, you can call in if you'd like here on Agenda 21 Radio. I'm sorry, those of you that have been troubled calling in, I understand, But I'm going to get it, put out this number, and let's see if we can't get this all cleared out again. We've had some issues with a phone-in system. We're going to try it again today, and if it doesn't work, we're going to get an 800 number to make sure it all connects into this. 215-867-8255 is the number. 215-867-8255 is the number you can call in and talk to us here on Agenda 21 Radio. If you want to know about new state initiatives here in California, if you want to find out how we're stopping the totalitarians, we'd love to talk to you. So 867-8255 is the telephone number for you to call in at here at Agenda 21 Radio. Also, remember, visit our website, which is agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and please email me. Listen, I opened up my emails Sunday night. Now, I don't know what you guys do on Sunday nights. I don't broadcast a live show. We do the New State, 51st New State radio show and the Tea Party show. We do that on Sunday live, but I don't do Agenda 21 radio live, so I don't even put out. But I got slammed by you guys on Sunday night. And I tried to answer. I've been trying to. Now, some of you guys are putting in like five emails at a time. So I know you're thought processing as you're listening to the radio show. And I appreciate that. Keep it up. It's always nice to have a good, clean mind. But, you know, anyway, so I don't know what was going on. I really don't. But I had a lot of questions about what's going on with New State. I had a lot of questions about what's going on with Donald Trump. When we come back, we're going to try and answer some of those questions for you. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. $5. HealthyMed is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can call in right now, 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255 is the number, 215-867-8255. If you do want to talk, and we had a lot to talk about, if you're thinking about the new state in California, you can call in, actually. Okay. Big things happening around the world. Big things happening around the world. And it's kind of interesting how big things happening around the world play out right here in your little world. Now, this is something that our very own Chris Street has said would happen. And he'll be on in the next hour, and we'll put this question to him about the Persian Gulf and what's been going on with China vis-a-vis the Persian Gulf. And the players there. See, you're not going to get this on the other talk shows, the information that we give you here. It's not, some of it's not classified. I mean, all the stuff we put out there on the radio show pretty much is out there. You just have to look for it. I mean, these people come up to me and say, oh, you must be telling all these top secrets about Oroville Dam and the Berkeley Labs. No, they're not top secrets. At some point in time, they've been published. We just find the publications. We just ask the questions. It is not rocket science. As an example, we bring up this report that there was atomic demolition munitions in the Oroville Dam the night everything was starting to come apart on the 12th of February. Atomic demolition munitions. Now, you heard me. And they were found, we were told that they were in the tube that runs from the outside of the dam into the Hyatt power plant. Well, you know, okay, we get a tip. Somebody drops a dime. And we check it out. And it doesn't come right away. It takes a lot of research, a lot of questioning, but we get confirmation that is what happens. It's not rocket science. A lot of this stuff, nobody knew until, I mean, nobody had even a perspective, generally speaking, about what was going on down there with the Berkeley Labs, Lawrence Livermore business. We brought it out. We talked about it because it was right there on the internet. Oh, you had another thing about weather modification. This is the thing. This whole note, I'm going to get back to the Middle East in a second. But the whole notion that geoengineering, weather modification, chemtrails, my God, that tinfoil hat is on. Wake up, people. It's going on. Those things, those white streaks you see in the sky all around the globe, they're not contrails. Hello? They are not contrails. They are what generically are known as chemtrails. Particulate matter, ladies and gentlemen, being deposited overhead, on your head, designed to modify the weather. And they work in conjunction with some radio frequency waves called HARP. Now, I know that this is Sandy Hook tinfoil hat business. These are facts, Jack. Weather modification has been going on for a long time. We've got these documents. And they're from the state of California. 1956, 57. Oh, lo and behold, when we start looking into the Oroville Dam, guess what? boing, you get all these other ancillary documents. Oh, and a couple that we have, well, they speak, matter-of-factly, big documents. The results of weather modification programs from 1956 and 57 and 58. Big, thick books on how they were deliberately modifying the weather around California like they're doing today, just on a smaller scale. And it was working. That was in the 50s, guys. That was in the 50s. And later, by the 90s, patents start to roll out about the various chemicals, the chemical slurry that's being sprayed upon us right now in those airplanes. James Chang. And the reason why I know it's James Chang, because I looked it up. It's on the internet. You can look up the patents for these chemicals. He used to work for Hughes Aircraft. Okay, now that's a fact. There's a whole slew of them. Plus the other thing, which is just really a kick. This guy lived on the same street I used to drive by every single day to go to my in-laws. My wife, her family just lived right down the street from this guy in Tustin, California. Hello. His address is on the patents. I think he still lives there, or somebody's there. Anyway, the Middle East. Just, I had to rant that out there. I really did. Because things do happen, and it's kind of like disbelief. I can't believe it. Tinfoil hat thinking. Well, that's what tinfoil hat thinking gets you, is the facts. Just remember that. These other people don't have their tin. The mainstream media, they just don't put the tinfoil hat on. And look what you get. Lies. I mean, what are they saying about this DNC investigation? I don't know. Nothing. Quiet. We don't want to say anything about that. We're going to cover this one up. It's a big lie. We're going to keep the lie. Until it starts to really come out in the courts, right? Then all of a sudden, well, they start making excuses. Their little house of cards is about to come tumbling down and they don't even know it. Now, digging into the facts of the Middle East, that's what Chris Street has done. And Chris has brought this information to us about how China has now responsibility in the Middle East. Now, the transition away from Middle Eastern oil, because it's time for us to exit the Middle East. And this is why I am concerned about Syria and what are we doing there. And I know everybody's going to say, well, it's the Russians. We want to fight against the Russians and Putin and Russia and Putin and Russia and Putin. It's a big world, guys. It's Putin's backyard, Syria. And it's Putin's concern that, guess what? He's going to get a whole bunch of Sunni Muslims all dressed up in those little black outfits. They call themselves ISIS. In his own backyard, which he does now. Remember, it started out as a Syrian Liberation Army, which was basically people against Assad. Not necessarily terrorists, but it was very much fueled and influenced by the operatives of the CIA run by John Brennan. Thank you very much. And arms were being shipped in all of a sudden. And soon this group of liberation army people that were genuine Christians. And see, this is the other thing about Assad. It was a country, or it still is a country under Assad, that allows to all religions to live amongst themselves in Syria. You don't realize that? Christians could live openly amongst Jews, and Jews could amongst Muslims and Coptics. I mean, the whole thing was a plethora of religions. Now, of course, what with ISIS? You can't have any other religion except Islam. Thank you, London and Paris lately. Get it? That's where the battle line is. And who started to feed the munitions into those people? Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. So the crux to this is arming and replacing the anti-Assad people in this civil war with ISIS. That's what they did. They're very clever about governmental overthrows. They're very clever about setting up new governments, by the way. These operatives that work with the CIA under John Brennan, they know how to do this. Their business is to overthrow governments. Their business is to establish governments. They know both ends of that Hegelian dialectic. Anyway, we got the music coming up. We come back, we're going to talk about the evolution, if you will, of this policy now of us leaving the Middle Eastern oil behind. And who's filling the void? Well, the Russians, of course. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. If you'd like to call in, 215-867-8255. Call in and... People might have questions about things. We'll try and answer them for you here. We're going to be speaking to Chris Street in the third hour. And it's about the topic. I'm kind of setting it up for him. We're playing T-ball at this point. I'm putting the ball on top of the tee. Remember that game? Your kids, of course, might be. Some of your grandchildren might be involved with T-ball. Get them in baseball. Get them in. My choice for my kids, music and swimming. Yeah. Music and swimming. That's why we play S. White so much, because I love it to see children, and she's a child. I mean, well, she's 17, I think, years old now. Absolute rock star in Taiwan. I mean, absolute a drummer. I'm a former drummer, so that there's that thing going on. But an achieving child who's a strong Christian. Everything she's doing is Christ-centered on the drums. That is the tie-in, and boy, does she draw them in. Half a billion views on YouTube and rising quickly. It's got to be greater than that now. So that's why we play a lot of her stuff. sort of to promote that with kids. Get your kids involved at early ages. That's what I say. You know, grandkids, that's what my grandkids are doing. And get them engaged with these kind of things. And, you know, like I said, my kids got into swimming and music. And that really has been wonderful for them. I always say that music and activities such as that, and both kids were musically inclined, but one of them went into swimming, one of them into music more so. But these kind of ancillary activities, such as music in particular, really causes the mind to grow, in my opinion. And, you know, building things, making things with hands, especially for boys, man, do they just zing right out there in terms of intellect. You have to harness that. You have to have a good blend of kids learning with their hands, learning with their ears and their eyes, their whole bodies, basically. The experience of learning is a whole body activity. A lot of people don't realize that. But, you know, people who want to destroy our education system get that. That's where we got off before. Okay, anyway, so this whole thing, we're setting the T-ball up for Chris Street for the next hour, because a lot of you don't understand what's still going on in terms of our ability here in this country, who we are in this country, to be able to produce oil and energy. We are the energy King Kong of the world, United States of America. And you're the radical environmentalist, Jerry Brown. We can't use this carbon footprint business. No, we see, this is what fuels our success, is our ability, because we have oil and they don't. China does not have oil. They just don't have the oil reserves like we have it. That is a problem for China. Get it? It's a problem for a lot of parts of the world. So China is dependent upon places such as the Middle East. And we, for whatever reason, because we got hoodwinked, hornswoggled, if you will, by this notion that we can't use our energy and, you know, the only place we can get energy, if we're going to use it, is in the Middle East. That's been the thing for years. And, of course, that's now done, yet nine, nada, goodbye. We know we are the energy King Kongs in the United States of America, and we will be for a long time. That's why the United States of America has to stand on its own and bring back manufacturing and things like that, because we have the energy. The cost of production in the United States of America is minimal from an energy standpoint compared to China, even. China's got problems economically. We'll talk about that. They also have problems getting oil. And this is where Chris Street has advised them. Guess what? We're out of here, Jack. The United States is out of here in the Middle East. That's your problem now in the Middle East. Now, I bring this up because this is what basically Chris has been telling us for years. And he'll tell us again for years, more years, about what we're talking about right here. This is the revolution that has happened. This is in Breitbart today. Edwin Mora is the author. Iran, China hold joint military drills in Persian Gulf. The evidence of what Chris is talking about right here. China, Persian Gulf. Oh, I'm sorry. Iran. I was about to call Iran Persia. That's its real name. You understand that? They changed their name from Persia, to Iran back in the 1930s in dedication to the wonderful person who was just professing all these radical notions about racism and about white supremacy and about Caucasians and Aryans. And his name was Adolf Hitler. So the Iranian government said, oh, you know what? In dedication to Adolf Hitler, we're going to change the name of our country from a Persian Gulf to Iran. Iran, which means Aryan land. I don't know if you know that or not. Aryan land. So, you see, the Persian Empire is considered to be the area of the Aryan land where Aryans come from, basically. Look it up. I'm not making it up. You just, words have meaning and consequence. It's like this funny word. I just, you know, for years I wonder, what does California mean? Words have meaning. Doesn't it sound a lot like caliphate? Ding, 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 ding. Look it up. So Iran and China are holding joint military drills, just as we predicted on Agenda 21 Radio. State sponsor of terror, Iran, and communist China began holding joint military exercises in the Persian Gulf this week, where provocative clashes between the U.S. Navy and ships from the Islamic State have escalated in recent years. Soon after taking office, President Donald Trump slapped sanctions against individuals and corporate entities in both countries for assisting Tehran's ballistic missile program. In November 2016, the Islamic Republic announced that it had signed a military cooperation agreement with China. As predicted. Vowing to hold drills and create a collective movement to confront the threat of terror. I wonder if there's going to be any collisions with these destroyers and other ships that are in the tiny Persian Gulf between the Iranians and the Chinese. Wouldn't, do you think they turn their radars on at night to avoid collisions with tankers going through the Straits of Hormuz? What do you think? What do you think? I'm just speculating. I'm wildly speculating out there that that could be the case. They turn, clue is, their radar things on top of their ships are moving around in a circle. They're orbiting. Ding, ding, ding. That would be a clue that their radars are on. Now, I love being facetious. I mean, but it's silly me to think that one of the world's first-class naval destroyers was rammed by a cargo or a container ship. Sounds a little suspicious. Tinfoil hat, you know, this thing about radio and the tinfoil hat thinking bleeding into my thought out through my mouth into your ears is just terrible, isn't it? Maybe there would be a collision between a U.S. ship and an Iranian ship or a Chinese ship as these drills happen. U.S. Navy has experienced provocative interactions with both countries. However, more dangerous confrontations have arisen between Iranian ships and the U.S. Navy in recent years. Of course, in August 2016, Fox News reported that provocative clashes between the Iranian and United States in the Persian Gulf have nearly doubled in the first half of 2016 to 19 from 10 during the years before. And of course, you remember our naval ships being captured by the Iranians. No provocative thing there, right? And Obama did nothing. He just wanted to see our sailors humiliated. And they were. I don't think Trump's going to let that happen. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so this guy, Paul Preston, tinfoil hat thinker, ADMs in the dam at Orrville. And you've probably been hearing about this. We put this article out, I think, on the 11th. Seems like a long time ago. It's kind of interesting about Orrville Dam. We've been reporting on this, and everybody's called me names. Fearmonger pops up, you know, every once in a while. Not so much. In the first days of all this happening, I was running around telling the truth, and people were confronting me even in public meetings and screaming at me at one point. Fearmonger! Of course, it was an employee of one of the state agencies who was doing nothing but fear-mongering themselves, right? So anyway, we put out this story about the calamity that happened at the dam. We'll call it that. Disaster almost killed me. I almost died that night. The probability was high I would have died that night on the night of the 12th. So it kind of just sticks with me. You know what I mean? When somebody tries to kill you, you have a different view of them. It just sort of, the primal thing came out with me when I found out that these people were trying to kill me. I'm just trying to be impartial and report, and so I've done my best to not allow my emotions about almost being killed with about 200 other thousand Californians that night. And to me, I'll just say it right now. I'll say it right now, point blank. I think they were doing it deliberately to bring that dam down. I do. I can reach no other conclusion, ladies and gentlemen. I have gone through the whole thing back and forth and back and forth. There's no other conclusion I can come up with. Call me a fearmonger or whatever. I think it was a deliberate attempt to bring down the dam. I've reached that conclusion. I have reached it. And here it is. You know, we're days out from this, and here we are. I can reach no other conclusion. They were going to bring that dam down deliberately. They're not telling the sheriff in a timely manner of the dangers that were going on at the dam, when they knew full well what was happening to that dam and the amount of water that was coming in, which, by the way, is a huge blip and totally controlled by them. That's not, you know, those are facts. All this stuff is fact-based. They were going to bring down the dam. They should have told the sheriff hours before, a day before, that that was a problem. And they should have stopped it. But they didn't. They let it go. And they were secretive about it, the DWR people in that office. They were secretive about it. And they almost killed me and 200,000 other Americans. That kind of sticks with me. So someone tries to kill you, you're going to tell the truth about them. A couple days ago, I didn't bring this up, but after a couple of days in the last weekend, actually, and some discussions I've had with people, I am going to point the finger now because it's so self-evident that our stories that have been running are absolutely spot on about what's going on at that dam and about Jerry Brown trying to bring down dams. You see, that's what Jerry Brown does. He brings down dams. He wants to bring down these dams because he wants to rewild California. He wants to turn California back into its native environment again. That's what Jerry Brown wants to do. So a couple days ago, the legislature, in the legislative part of the Democratic Party, and of course, Jerry Brown, they introduce a bill into the legislature. This is the headlines from the Sacramento Bee. California legislature votes to keep dam safety plans secret. Dams, talk about a cover-up. This isn't 9/11. God rest the souls of 3,000 Americans killed. This isn't 9/11. This is megalomania. This is the near killing of 200,000 people, and if the whole dam had gone, it would have been a million Americans dead in an evening. We have to shake this off and look at what it is. Fresh off the Oroville Dam crisis, California lawmakers on Thursday voted to make dam safety plans secret through language that was quietly inserted into a budget-related bill. The legislation, which requires Governor Jerry Brown's signature before becoming law, says emergency action plans at dams would be kept confidential to promote public safety. Well, we know how that works out, Jerry. You coward. Assemblyman James Gallagher of Yuba City, California, said slipping the language into a budget-related bill, SB 92, without debate was kind of insulting, really, to the 188,000 evacuees such as him who were forced to flee their homes for 2 days after the near failure of Oroville's emergency spillway. By the way, it would have been a dam out of control had that spillway gone. We've discussed this. We've talked to dam experts. We've brought out Scott Cahill and his wife, Lisa. And guess what? Conclusions not by them, but other dam experts that I've talked to and even been admitted to in the legislature at hearings, such as Dr. B from Berkeley, they say the same thing. How dare they put our lives in jeopardy? What are the secrets? I suspect those are nuclear secrets. Testing for radiation in the water. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. This and other stories to follow. Oroville Dam, the big secret, right? Well, we'll get that secret out. I think we know what the secret is, and so do they. So do they. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, for that information. We're going to repost some other stories. We're going to post some more stories up about Oroville Dam. People aren't going to like it, Jerry. I know. You're not going to like it. Maybe that's what it's for. But, you know, I'm sorry. I don't want to sound a little upset, but you know, I think maybe my family would have been upset, and I think a lot of people's families would have been upset if the 200 or so thousand people would have died that night, Jerry. But you know, it would have been on you. Of course, wouldn't have affected you at all, since just beyond the inundation zone in Williams sits your ranch, huh, Jerry? High above the water. Just thought I'd throw that one out you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a few facts that we Californians understand. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21r.com. I really appreciate the emails, and yes, I get a slew of them. Why on Sunday night, though? I mean, all over the place. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
us to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.